ABC Radio Australia.
An immigration crackdown of undocumented migrants in US cities has captivated the world in recent weeks, sparking fears a wave of deportees may be about to enter the Pacific. U.S. immigration documents have marked hundreds of Pacific migrants for deportation, most of which come from Fiji, Tonga, and the Marshall Islands. But as for how and when they'll be sent back remains anyone's guess. And now a push is underway for Pacific leaders to hold a panel with U.S. officials to get an idea of what to expect. Danielle Watson, an associate professor with the Queensland University of Technology School of Justice, is helping to lead that charge. And she held a dialogue with Pacific officials last week to hear their concerns.
Well, one of the main things you keep hearing is that there are concerns about individuals returning to Pacific Islands and how those returns constrain already limited resources. When you think about persons coming into the Pacific from the U.S. specifically, you're looking at individuals who spend decades in the U.S., often arriving in the U.S. as children and lacking cultural ties or support networks in the countries of origin. So this disconnect complicates reintegration efforts and basically leads to social and economic challenges that countries are preparing for.
And what kinds of people did you speak to during your trip?
Well, in terms of conversations around deportation specifically, we had conversations with the Commissioner of Police for Fiji and individuals from Tonga, National Security Advisor and so forth.
Now, we've seen a lot in recent weeks, you know, all the images on TV with the, you know, the ICE raids, the immigration raids in places like LA, and just reports of lots of people being rounded up. Do Pacific leaders and stakeholders have an idea of how many deportees they're going to receive, or is it all still a bit up in the air?
I think it's up in the air, except for numbers that have already been made public. So if we look at what's out there in public forum, we're seeing numbers where Pacific nations have significant numbers of nationals facing deportation orders. For example, if you look at the Marshall Island Journal, there are numbers there to suggest Fiji should expect 353 individuals, Tonga 151, FSM 72, Samoa 57, and the list goes on.
In terms of time frames on when those countries can expect to receive them, do they have any clarity, or are they just sort of in this position of perpetual waiting?
I feel like it's a situation of perpetual waiting. I'm not aware of any confirmed dates of receipt of individuals coming into these countries.
And just based on the research you've done in the past and the things that you've said on our show before, what impacts would an influx of deportees have on countries in the Pacific?
Oh, if you look at Tonga, for example, which I've written a bit about, their reported difficulties managing return of deportees, particularly those with criminal backgrounds. And this leads to concerns about rising crime rates, the influence on organized drug networks. Similarly, the Marshall Islands and Micronesia faces challenges in terms of providing adequate support services to returning individuals. So there are these concerns around the criteria for exclusion from those countries to the Pacific. And again, the disconnect that complicates reintegration efforts when you have persons coming into countries where they have no familial ties, not familiar with the languages and all other similar social and cultural complications.
Now, there's been some speculation as well that some Pacific countries may be asked to take on, you know, other foreign deportees to avoid, you know, US travel bans and things like that. Tonga and Vanuatu, Tuvalu, found their way on a blacklist that was released about a month ago. Do you think that's something that would be realistic?
Well, if we look at the criteria for inclusion, based on what's out there in the public domain, it's reportedly involving concerns around passport security, identity documentation, documentation and cooperation in accepting deported nationals. But while the U.S. has the authority to impose such restrictions, the effectiveness of using travel ban as a leverage, of course, is very debatable. Pacific nations may comply, let's say, to maintain diplomatic relations and access to U.S. programs, but that doesn't change the underlying challenges of reintegration and resource limitations that remain significant obstacles for Pacific Island states.
And just finally, Danielle, we've spoken a little bit about Tonga's vulnerabilities, but obviously, you know, 351 or so listed for Fiji, quite a few in the Marshall Islands as well. What kind of capacity do those countries have to handle, a big influx of deportees?
I think Fiji, more than Marshall Island at this stage, is somewhat advanced in their preparation and engaging multiple non-state stakeholders to support reintegration efforts. At the same time, there is awareness in Marshall Islands, or at least some sense of a need for preparation. The mobility of non-state stakeholders is not obviously as advanced as efforts in Fiji, but I would imagine they're certainly on the way.
Danielle Watson, an associate professor with the Queensland University of Technology School of Justice, speaking with Carl Evans.